Yeah, Lori, and more I think about it, I don't think I can fix it in the meantime because, if I remember right, it was doing the opposite, so I adjusted it. I made it to where the other geofence is the last one that reaches, then it fixes it for that half hour, but the next half hour when you go on downtown, it'll do the same thing but the other direction.
Yeah, well, we've only got to deal with it a little bit longer.
Yeah, one of them glitches in the matrix.
Hey, while we're on the subject of this, so the other day when I was on the yellow at the hospital stop, it showed the hospital stop, but when I stopped there, it automatically went to my changeover sheet screen, and I had pickups and drop-offs there.
At the parking garage?
Come back with that. I'm sorry, I was talking to a passenger.
You said at the parking garage?
Correct. As I was pulling in, it showed the parking garage, but as I stopped to add people on or off, it automatically switched to my changeover sheet where I couldn't add them until I got to seventh enrollment.
Yeah. It shouldn't pop up until you're leaving the geofence of the parking garage. I could try to make it a little larger to see if it's too close to prevent that, but yeah, if that happens, just have to put them off at 7th and Walnut or use the stop finder tool.
Yeah, I just added and subtracted them at 7th and Walnut.
I'm noticing on the summary page, you can't, if you notice an error, you can't go back to the stops for that hour. Right, so then it'd just be, you have to hit repeat route to go move forward to the next hour.
Correct. Once it changes screens, it won't let you go back.
Yeah, which defeats the purpose of the summary page. So I wonder if there's a way to get rid of that.
Blue has arrived at 9th and Hamilton with one transfer for the green. There's nobody in the shelter.
All right, Jason, I'm going to keep it moving. Nobody around, zero transfers.
Zero for you.
I copy that, Savannah. I'm getting ready to stop at the water park. At present, I have zero.
Copy that.